Morning, everyone. We will call the hearing of the Rules and Legislative Administration Committee to order for Thursday, May 7th. And I'll note for the record that there is a quorum present. First order of business is approval of the minutes for Tuesday, May 5th. Representative Coulter, would you care to move the minutes?
So moved.
Any discussion to the minutes? Seeing none, all those in favor, please say aye. Aye. Opposed? The minutes are approved. Next order of business is the calendar for the day for Monday, May 11th. We are proposing calendaring three bills, Senate File 476 Noor, Senate File amended in committee, House File 4546 Noor, and House File 1695 Kosnick. I move the adoption of the calendar for the day pursuant to Rules 1.21 and 3.33. The Committee on Rules and Legislative Administration will designate Monday, May 11th for the adoption of the calendar for the day and establish a pre-filing requirement for amendments offered to those bills. Any discussion to the calendar for the day? Co-Chair Niska.
Thank you, Chair Long. I urge member support.
Any further discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor, please say aye. 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 Opposed? The calendar is approved. Next order of business is the deadline waiver for House File 4598. Pursuant to Joint Rule 2.03, House File 4598 is now in the possession of the Committee on Rules and Legislative Administration after missing first and second deadline. Its only purpose before us is to waive the deadlines for further action and be to recommend re-referral, so we won't be accepting amendments or public testimony at this time. So members, House File 4598 is the Workers' Comp Advisory Council recommendations. The Workers' Comp Advisory Council meets annually and publishes recommendations that come after our legislative deadlines. So it's been standard practice from this committee to provide the recommendation bill with a deadline waiver. So I will move that the deadlines be waived for further action on House File 4598 and that House File 4598 be re-referred to the General Register. Any discussion to that motion? Co-Chair Niska.
Thank you, Chair Long. First of all, I want to kind of note that this is the only one of these that we've done so far, and I appreciate that we have treated our deadlines in this body maybe a little more seriously than a different rules committee and a different body has this year. I think it's important that we do carefully follow the deadlines and have a very high threshold for rules waivers. As you mentioned, this is one that really does meet that high threshold. It's one that we've traditionally done, and it's for a very good reason that this is a good process that the Workers' Compensation Advisory Council goes through nonpartisan, bipartisan work, really trying to improve that process. So I urge members to support the rules waiver on this bill.
Any further discussion? Seeing none, I will renew my motion. All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? The motion is approved. Co-Chair Niska, would you care to talk about our next meeting?
Yep. Thank you, Chair Long. Next week, we anticipate having a session and calendar pretty much every day, including on Tuesday, which means that we do have to have a Rules Committee meeting tomorrow to calendar bills for an anticipated session on Tuesday. So expect a virtual meeting at 11 o'clock tomorrow.
All right, members, that is our business, and we are adjourned.